You ever catch yourself muttering under your breath like a sitcom character from the 90s? Yeah, me too. Let's unpack how love sometimes needs a timeout. Welcome to the Caregiver's Lounge, where we dive into the laughter, love, and lessons of caregiving. Because let's be real, this journey is unpredictable. I'm Shantae Newby, your host. And whether you're caring for aging parents, deep in the caregiving trenches, just starting out, or simply curious about this world, you've found the right place. Here, we share stories, swap insights, and remind each other that no one has to do this alone. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and let's unwind together. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Caregiver's Lounge, the place where love meets burnout, meets deep breaths. I'm Shantae, and today we're talking about something that's often whispered, avoided, and sugarcoated: getting mad at the person you care for. Because let's be honest, if you've been a caregiver for longer than a week, or you've had your parents for as long as you've had them, you've had that moment. You know the one. You've had a trying day in other parts of your life, and your nerves are just fried, right? And your loved one seems to catch an attitude with you to top it off. And suddenly you're blinking hard and choosing peace and taking deep breaths and praying your tone doesn't betray you. So if you've ever been quietly annoyed, deeply exhausted, or one emotional hiccup away from giving the next door you come across the slam of the century, this episode is for you. So let me share a quick story with you where I found myself putting something down abruptly on the couch or slamming it down and walking out the door saying, I can't do this today. So to set the scene, my father is into coin collecting, and he has a lot of coins that he got over the years when he was either in the military or someone gave them to him a long time ago. And there's some really old coins. And if you know anything about coin collecting, it's not about the fact that the coin is old. It's about, is it rare? Is it special? Is it not that many of them, right? So with my father, he has these coins, and there are these videos out there on social media, different content creators creating those videos that says your coin could be worth $5 million or don't throw away this penny. It could be worth this. And so my dad is so hooked onto those videos. And then he's looking at the videos and he's like, I have this coin. And I have to sometimes show him, if you look at the comments, other people have those coins too. So I'm so annoyed with some of that content because he's looking at these videos and he's gotten to the point now when I come over, he doesn't even greet me like, hey, sometimes it's, I got this coin, I got to show you something. And he's pulling out his phone and he's trying to scroll. Now, this is funny. He's trying to scroll on Facebook or TikTok to find the video that he saw a few days ago. So you already know, if you don't remember the handle of the content creator, you won't be able to find it just by trying to revisit everything in your feed. And so he's literally sitting there trying to find these videos. Fast forward, he sees the videos and he feels like his coins are very valuable. So as the research person that I am, I did everything I could to learn and investigate. I've taken the coins to coin dealers with him while he was with me. We've gone to various coin dealers in the city. We've gone to other cities. There was a coin dealer, a special collector of some sort that came into town, and we took the coins there, and everyone's saying the same thing. They're not that valuable. They're not valuable at all. And so my dad knows everything, so they don't know what they're talking about, clearly. So anyways, we're dealing with these coins. I've even learned about sending them off to get them certified so they can get graded. That's the terminology, graded. And I know I'm going all over the place with this, but just know that you can hear the level of involvement I have in trying to support my dad's desires with these coins. So this particular day I came over And my dad pulls out some of these coins again. So these are the same coins I've looked at, I've taken to people, and he's pulling them out. He's like, I just want you to look at this, and then I want you to call the people. Listen to this now. He wants me to call the people that are on the videos because they called him. And I'm trying to tell him, I'm like, they're not calling you, Dad. That's just a video. And I can't call them because it's just a video and they're not leaving contact information. But this day in particular, he was persistent. Like he basically like, I don't know what I'm talking about. And he knows what he's talking about. And I should call these people and talk to them about this one particular coin he has. And that day, for some reason, my patience was a lot shorter than normal. And I just remember taking the coin when he handed it to me. I put it down on the couch. I said, I can't do this today. And I walked out the house. And as I walked out the house, I'm so angry. I was going to get in my car and just leave. And as I walked out, I looked back and he slowly closed the door. And I felt so bad. I felt so bad about it. And it's like, I sat there, I took some deep breaths, and it just wasn't the right day to go through all of that. And so I looked back and I felt terrible. So I took a couple deep breaths. I sat there and I talked myself into, okay, Shante, you know, this is what he focuses on. This is what he's passionate about. Just go in and apologize, because I know it felt terrible that I said that to him and literally just stormed out the house. I was just tired. So I go back to the door. I knock. He opens it slowly. He's like, yeah, what do you want? And I said, I'm coming back in. So I walk back in the house. I said, okay, let me see this coin and let me Google it or something. And I just entertained it. I said, okay, I'm just going to entertain it. What's the worst that could happen? So yeah, that happened. And let me add something about these coin videos. He watches these coin videos and he's so excited when he sees coins that are similar to what he has. Some of the videos aren't even in English. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, you're excited, but do you hear what they're saying? Yeah, yeah, I got this coin, Shante. I got this coin. I said, but it's not in English. So you don't even know if they're telling you it's valuable or it's worthless. And as you can tell, this is a touchy subject with me, but I've learned to deal with the coins and try to support his passion and hobby and do what I can to keep my cool. But again, that particular day, I wasn't in the right headspace, or my patience wasn't at the level it needed to be. So listen, caregiving can be beautiful. It can be sacred, deeply meaningful. It can also be repetitive, draining, and full of emotional potholes. Love doesn't cancel out frustration. They can coexist, sometimes in the same breath. So let's do something here. Let's normalize that cocktail of emotions and let's sip less of guilt and understand that you can love someone fiercely and still want 5 minutes without being bothered, needed, or questioned. And no, it doesn't make you selfish. It just makes you honest. So now that we know that it happens, and you could put the SH in front of it because it does. It happens. Let's talk about some tools and strategies. So here are a few recommendations. First, boundaries that don't require an apology. So that could sound like, hey, give me 5 minutes and then I'll help you, okay? That's not being rude. It's necessary. So in the story that I shared with you where I lost it and stormed out the door, maybe I could have just said, hey, Dad, today hasn't been the best day. Can we do this later? And that is actually how I handle things now. But at that moment, I couldn't think. It was like, I just can't do this right now. And maybe that's what the boundary was, but it was just a little abrupt and I felt bad about it. So I like the give me some time and let's do this later. And probably even giving just a heads up of why you may feel the way that you do. Like, hey, I had a rough day or I'm a little tired. And just, you know, there you go. So you won't have to apologize for it. You can use humor as a deflector. Try saying something like, hey, I'm on a break today. I'm doing PTO from caregiving. And you can add, hey, I just want to spend time with you. I just want to spend quality time with you. Just make a little joke out of it. I'm on a break. You're impacting my vacation time. And then take a deep breath. Another thing that you could do is something called micro meditations. This is where you would close your eyes, inhale for four, exhale for 4 to 6, and repeat that twice. Yes, even when you're in the bathroom. So technically, I did that when I stormed out of my dad's house. I remember standing in the front yard and I'm like, and I did that a couple of times. And then I turned around and went back in with my head down. And I'm sorry. Something else I read that someone recommended was you could create code words. So anybody who watches stand-up comedy, you remember Kevin Hart's pineapples. Pineapples, I need a minute. Or just come up with some phrase that you two understand to say, hey, this is where we need to stop. I know pineapples is funny, so it's an inside joke. But even at that point, it's like, hey, I need a minute. Give me space or less. Rewind and start back over. So create some code words that you and your loved one know. And of course, this wouldn't be a discussion about tools if I didn't talk about journaling or writing a memo to yourself, giving yourself just the ability to say, hey, yeah, you're upset, you're frustrated. This is why you felt that way. This is what you could do. It's not all bad. It's okay to feel the way that you feel. But yeah, definitely journal it out. Now, the last thing I could say is this part I'm working on. Say it out loud at the moment. I love you, but I'm irritated. Or I love you and I'm irritated right now. Both are true. Doesn't mean you don't love them. It's just, hey, at the moment, I'm a little annoyed. And it just shows again that you're human. So while I have you thinking about meditation with those deep breaths, here is a quick meditation we could do right now. Let's see if my voice will suffice. Okay, so take a breath with me. Even when I feel mad, I am still loving. My breath belongs to me. My heart is spacious enough for annoyance and compassion. I honor my limits because they help me love longer. So let me say this loud for the folks in the back. You are not wrong for feeling frustrated. You are not failing because your tone dipped one octave lower, or in my case, higher, yelling at my loved one. You are doing sacred work in a very human body. And sometimes that body needs rest, it needs honesty, and space to feel everything without shame. This week, let's embrace the mess and hold space for our imperfect love. And if someone tests your patience before 9 a.m., just know I've been there and you are not alone. Until next time, stay grounded, stay honest, and remember, even saints need snacks and silence. Take care, y'all.